Scientists have found a gene that may explain why humans can talk and chimpanzees can't. While scientists don't know precisely what the gene does, they do know that humans possess a version of it that differs from other animal species. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
The story of how scientists came to find a single gene related to the origins of language begins a little more than a decade ago in London, England. Researchers there found a family of 30 people, some of whom had a remarkable language disorder.
They have difficulties controlling the complex mouth movements that you and I use for speech. They are intelligible, but they are not that clear. They're not as clear as they should be.
Simon Fisher is with the Wellcome Trust Center for Human Genetics in Oxford. Fisher says family members with the disorder also have trouble distinguishing the basic elements of words. Based on the inheritance pattern in the family, Fisher suspected a single gene might be the cause. Working with his Oxford colleague Tony Monaco, Fisher set out to find the gene.
We were able to use fairly standard molecular genetic techniques to track down what the nature of the gene was that was disrupted in this big family. And it turned out to be this gene called FOXP2.
Fisher says FOXP2 is what's called a transcription factor. Its job is to turn other genes on and off. Fisher says no one yet knows the genes FOXP2 is controlling. All they know for certain is if you inherit two damaged copies of the gene, you have a problem with language. Now the story switches to Leipzig, Germany, where Svante Paabo and Wolfgang Ennard at the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology were studying the genetic differences between chimpanzees and humans.
When we heard that Tony Monaco and Simon Fisher are working on that, we were, of course, very interested because one of the most prominent differences between humans, chimpanzees, and other animals is, of course, language and speech abilities of humans. And so we started this collaboration with them, because it's, of course, not clear if FOXP2 was also involved in the evolution of language.
Ennard says when they studied FOXP2, they found that it was nearly identical in all animals. But when they looked closely, they found two small differences between the chimpanzee and human genes. And Ennard says those differences appear to be helping humans survive as a species, presumably because in some way it was helping them communicate.
We know that the human version of FOXP2 had some advantage in the past, and that this advantage was kind of recent.
In fact, Ennard says by his analysis, the genetic change only became a permanent fixture in the human genome 200,000 years ago, around the time modern humans started spreading around the planet. The new study is published in the journal Nature. Now, FOXP2 is not likely to be the end of the story. Scientists differ about how much of our language ability is determined by our genes and how much factors like environment play a role. Dorothy Bishop studies language at the University of Oxford in England.
Many people just find it slightly implausible that a single change in the genome from chimpanzee or from an earlier ancestor to human could account for this dramatic change that we suddenly have the language capability. And I think most of us still think it's probably more likely that language was the culmination of several changes rather than a single genetic change making it possible.
That seems likely to the authors of the FOXP2 study. Simon Fisher says there are plenty of language disorders where FOXP2 plays no role at all.
It looks like multiple different genes, although we haven't found them yet, are likely to be contributing to problems with language. We don't think this is the gene for speech by any means. We think this is one of the players.
And you can bet there are researchers even now looking for those other players. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.